There are so many voices in our world, so many people, so many things clamoring for our attention. And these voices are calling us to do things in contradictory ways. One voice says X is good to do. The other voice says X is bad to do. Others are calling us to believe things that contradict each other. X is good versus X is bad. You know, there's this contradiction. But every single one of these voices coming from outside of us is calling us to live our lives differently, that we need to change to fit something. And it's easy for us, with all these different voices calling us, that we might go astray, that we might hear these voices of the world and get lost. Well, in the midst of all those voices outside of us, there is another voice that is calling to us from inside of us, from deep inside our hearts, calling to us that silent voice of peace which comes to us from our Good Shepherd, who is calling us to follow Him, to put away all those other voices, to ignore them, and to follow Him. Problem is, that voice is easy to be crowded out. It's a silent voice within the depths of our heart. And with all the voices outside of us, can crowd it out. And that voice from our Lord can be crowded out by the noise of the world. It can be crowded out by the busyness of our lives. We're always busy. We always have things we need to do. And we could crowd out that voice of the Good Shepherd. That voice can be crowded out by our self-will and our self-desire. And of course, that voice can be crowded out by the sin in our lives, the sins that we commit. The question for us as Christians is, are we listening for that voice? Are we listening for that voice of that Good Shepherd in the depths of our souls? I hate to say it, but I don't think most of us are. I don't think we really are listening for that voice. And we allow it to be crowded out and forgotten. We allow other voices to lead us astray. And we end up following the voice of the crowd, the voice of the people around us. We end up following the voice of popular opinion, whatever is the current belief and trend that we need to follow today. And we follow the voice of what we want, what we desire in life, and how we think things should be in our lives. And if you want proof of this, we can see this in popular opinion polls and in our communities as well, where a large percentage of Catholics pretty much follow the trends of the world. You know, there's large numbers of Catholics who deny the importance of the sacraments, especially Eucharist and confession. Oh, I don't need to go to Mass. I don't need to receive confession. I can be a good person without that. Large number of Catholics ignore the teachings and operate much in the same percentage of people who aren't Catholic, especially in areas of respect for human life, especially in areas of marriage, and most especially in areas of sexuality. Catholics ignore or even denigrate the teachings of the church in these matters. And the sad part is, many Catholics, instead of hearing the voice of our Good Shepherd leading them, they follow the voice of the world that leads them astray. And this leads to the pain and the sorrow and the suffering that we see around us. The voice of the world leads to that pain. But in the midst of all that, we do have that voice of the Good Shepherd calling us. And calling us, in the words of that beautiful and beloved Psalm 23, leading us to verdant pastures, those peaceful, lush pastures that we've been promised. And that voice is calling us, in the words of St. Peter, to return to the Shepherd and Guardian of our souls. But if we wish to be led to those pastures, to be led by that Guardian and Shepherd, we need to listen for His voice. And that's why I always encourage, and why I say it's so important, that we as Christians are daily involved in prayer. That we are regularly seeking reception of the sacraments of confession in Eucharist. Why the study of Scripture is so important. And why the study of church teaching is equally important. If we are willing to do these, we will come to know His voice. We will, in the midst of all the noise of the world, we will hear that small voice in the depth of our soul. And we will recognize it. And we will follow it to that verdant pasture. So let us listen for that voice of the Good Shepherd in our lives, so that we may dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.